Support for KQED Podcasts comes from Star One Credit Union, now offering real-time money movement with Instant Pay. Make transfers and payments instantly between financial institutions. Online or through Star One's mobile app, Star One Credit Union, in your best interest. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
From KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Saul Gonzalez in Los Angeles. Here are your state headlines. After a series of strikes, thousands of Southern California hospitality workers have ratified a new contract with 34 hotels in the region. The workers, like room attendants and cooks, will receive higher pay, increased contributions to their pension accounts, and improvements in workloads. At a victory gathering yesterday in Los Angeles, members of Unite Here Local 11, the union representing the workers, say they were grateful for the deal.
The wage raise will give me peace of mind. It means I don't have to put in extra hours to make ends meet.
I'll be able to retire in peace with my pension. After many years of hard work, I will have the freedom to enjoy my family and myself.
That was Brenda Mendoza, who works at the JW Marriott Los Angeles Hotel, and Anna Sanchez, who works at the Sheraton Gateway Los Angeles Hotel. The coalition of hotels involved in the contract talks also welcomed the agreement, but workers are still pressing for an additional 30 hotels to sign the deal. A case that could limit access to the abortion pill will be heard by the U.S. Supreme Court today. LAS senior health reporter Jackie Fortier explains.
Anti-abortion rights groups sued the Food and Drug Administration over rules that expanded access to the abortion pill mifepristone. It's part of a two-drug regimen used in most medication abortions. The drug is approved for use up to around 10 weeks of pregnancy, though the court could roll that back to 7 weeks and require an in-person visit with a doctor. Amanda Barrow with UCLA Law says the court's decision supersedes the California Constitution, and millions of Californians will be affected by any rule change.
It could result in decreased access for rural and underserved communities here in California. It could also result in an overburdened healthcare system in the state.
The pill has been on the market for over 20 years. The Supreme Court's decision will likely be announced in June. For the California Report, I'm Jackie Fortier in Los Angeles.
As more Californians have fallen into homelessness, more have died on the streets. But local authorities often don't know just how many and why they die. In Alameda County, one person is leading an effort to change that. KQED's Vanessa Rancagno reports.
Everyone who lives in Oakland's East 12th Street encampment seems to know at least one neighbor who's died.
Yeah, Sassy died.
Oh, Lulu.
Then you got Peter. Peter got sick and he died.
Weddle died.
People freeze to death, like my friend June, he froze.
A few years ago, it was only residents like Hassan, Gary Smith, and Angel Gonzalez who could tally the deaths. Today, Alameda County officials can tell you this camp is a hotspot for deaths of people experiencing homelessness. 7 people died here in 2022. 4 of them overdosed. 1 was murdered. Another burned. 1 death is still under investigation. We know this largely because of the efforts of one man, David Motorsbach of the county's Healthcare for the Homeless program.
Everybody has been aware for years now of this increase in deaths, but it's just happening behind a closed door.
Motorsbach first started trying to collect information on deaths almost a decade ago, but it turned out to be far more complicated than he anticipated. Nobody was tracking whether the people who died in the county were housed or not.
We realized there's a lot of work to do.
He had to build a system from the ground up. It involves scouring thousands of county death records, searching for clues that suggest homelessness.
The word tent, dumpster, bus stop, train tracks, stuff like that.
He and his colleagues then cross-reference that list with a database they've built of everyone in the county experiencing homelessness, along with media reports and other sources.
So when it comes time to do our report, we can make sure we don't miss anybody.
The result is a spreadsheet that stretches well beyond Motorsbach's 2 computer monitors.
About 250 columns. Yeah, it's mind-numbing. It's crazy. And I'm not good enough with Excel. It could be a lot better if it wasn't me doing it.
Still, his thorough system is considered a national model for the field. Between 2018 and 2022, his team has tracked an 80% increase in the number of deaths among unhoused people, a rate that mirrors the rise in homelessness over that period. The data also offers a window into the health impacts people face living outside. Unhoused people were 5 times more likely to die than those with housing, and did so more than 2 decades sooner.
Almost all of these deaths are preventable if you go far enough upstream.
Alameda County Healthcare for the Homeless Medical Director Amy Garland says the largest share of deaths, nearly half, were caused by acute or chronic medical conditions like infections or heart disease.
If these people had had medical care, they may not have died this year.
The numbers also reflect an alarming rate of overdose deaths, 44 times the general population's. Being able to show that disparity helped Motorsbach and his team get a grant to fund overdose prevention, a key part of their strategy to keep people alive. Services like distributing the overdose-reversing medication naloxone. But he says without extra funding from the state, it's not a model every county will be able to emulate.
This is a lonely battle to just put all this information together. It's kind of a labor of love from a lot of us.
He's hoping a new law that went into effect this year will help. It brings together officials from several county agencies to form death review committees that should allow people like Motorsbach to better understand why people are dying and prevent those deaths. At the East 12th Street camp, residents say small efforts are having some impact.
You see the purple thing right there?
Angel Gonzalez points at a purple naloxone dispenser on the street corner. He says just 4 days earlier, a friend used one of the spray canisters to reverse an overdose.
This kind of scary, like, you know, it did make a difference, though. It did.
It was one less potential death. For the California Report, I'm Vanessa Rancagno in Oakland.
And that is this edition of the California Report for Tuesday, March 26th. We're a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Saul Gonzalez. Thanks so much for listening, and have a good day.
Support for the California Report comes from Monterey Bay Aquarium, inspiring conservation of the ocean through amazing live exhibits and global action to protect the ocean from plastic pollution, climate change, and overfishing. The Wesley Foundation, investing in California's underserved children and youth. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose philanthropy works to create a healthy, resilient, secure world for all, on the web at theschmidt.org.
Do you love your local bookstore? Well, I have the perfect event for you. This Saturday, April 27th, is Independent Bookstore Day. It's a day to celebrate your favorite local bookstore. I'm Olivia Allen Price, host of the Bay Curious podcast here at KQED, and I'm popping in to let you know that we will be hosting an event at Green Apple Books in San Francisco for the occasion. Come out for an author Q&A about the Bay Curious book. We'll be playing some Bay Area-themed trivia. There will be prizes and so much more. And the best part, tickets are donation-based, and all proceeds go to the Prisoners Literature Project. Learn more at kqed.org/live. I hope to see you there.
Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.